Open Air continues here on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. I'm Eric Allen, and it's Stillwater in Ashland tonight. The Wood Brothers are performing with Ashley Flynn opening doors at 8, Ashley Flynn on at 8:30, the Wood Brothers on at 9:30. More information at stillwaterashland.com. We are truly honored to have Oliver Wood and Chris Wood in the studios here at JPR. Thanks for coming in.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Looking forward to hearing a little bit of music and talking a little bit more and raising a little bit of money for public radio, as this is the first day of our 8-day pledge drive here at JPR. Make a call in support of public radio at 552-6191 if you live in the Rogue Valley. Toll free 888-552-6191 anywhere in the world or ijpr.org. Let's drop into a little bit of music, shall we, and then talk a little bit later?
Sounds good.
Great.
When I was a little boy, well, I liked to go in swimming. But now I am a bigger boy, and I like to go with women. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. Oh, a girl's gonna treat me right, little Liza Jane. I need a girl like you tonight, little Liza Jane. I need a girl that's good to me, little Liza Jane. I need a girl about 5'3", little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. Oh, you got my name, little Liza Jane. So why don't you call me Liza Jane, little Liza Jane. You got that body, you got that frame, little Liza Jane. So why don't you call me Liza Jane, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane.
The Wood Brothers live on Open Air here on JPR's Rhythm and News Service, and the Wood Brothers live at Stillwater in Ashland tonight at 9:30. Those kind of harmonies brotherly harmonies for sure. Mm-hmm. It almost seems like an unfair advantage to be born together and to be able to sing and come from the same roots. Do you feel like that gives you a great advantage, having known each other all your life musically?
I don't know if it might just be purely the genetic part.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, Chris and I, our story is that we played as kids together, and mm-hmm. then we went, you know, we moved off to real life, and we went to different parts of the country. We sort of lived separate, parallel music lives. So
you were down in the South, and Chris has been in New York primarily.
Exactly. I was in Georgia. So so it's really, and that was 20 years back, so that we split. So really, just in the last 4 years or so is when we started singing together. So,
what brought you back together to begin singing together after all those years apart? Was there any specific event?
We could make millions of dollars, which is just weeks away, we're told.
I'm sure. Probably tonight, as a matter of fact.
Right, exactly.
It does seem like, for both of you, maybe this project, the Wood Brothers project, was a bit more of a side project at first. I mean, you, Chris had Modesky Martin and Wood going, and you had your own thing going in the South as well, but has it become your primary project at this point? It seems like it's much more of a focus lately.
I don't know. I don't look at it that way. I mean, both bands are music that I love, and pursuing them both as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never thought of, you know, this as a side project. When we started doing it, it just felt great, and I just wanted to pursue it and let it grow and see what it would turn into.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's definitely a challenge having two sort of bands that are, you know, that you have equal priority and trying to tour both of them. But I love the variety and I love playing music. So, I'm not complaining. It's great.
And for a while, you toured as the opener for Modesky Martin and Wood, too, and we're doing both, correct?
We've done that at times, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, people always sort of ask, isn't that exhausting or something? But I actually love it.
Yeah.
Because after playing a set with Oliver, then going up on stage and doing something so completely different and not having a drummer, and, you know, it's just a completely different setting, and it's refreshing for me. It kind of helps, in a certain way, keep me on my toes and fresh for what MMW does.
I would think that the MMW audience would also be a fairly good audience for you, even though this music is extremely different than that music, just because the Modesky Martin and Wood stuff crosses a lot of musical boundaries, and the people who like it also, therefore, enjoy crossing musical boundaries, and you guys as a duo cross a lot of boundaries as well. To me, that makes more sense than it might seem to make, in that there's a great deal of difference stylistically.
Right. No, it's a very open-minded audience, so it's great.
I've seen a different progression also in the Wood Brothers stuff over the course of the first two CDs, and I guess there is a small little EP before that we haven't heard, but it seemed like to me on Ways Not to Lose, it was more of you, Oliver's songwriting, and Chris kind of stepping in behind those songs, and the second CD seems to me to be a different kind of a balance in how the music was created. I mean, that's what I hear when I listen to it. Is that true?
Absolutely. We definitely, as we go, we're more and more collaborative, and it was, you know, when we were thrown into the situation early on to make a record, you know, I already had these songs, and that was kind of what made us ready. But as we grow here, we're being a lot more collaborative, and ends up being a lot more fun, and I think a lot more original when we both work on things together. So, and Chris has gotten, you know, into songwriting and singing a lot more than he ever has, and so it's fun for us to collaborate on stuff now.
A great growth experience.
Yeah.
And the resulting music is wonderful. We've loved playing it quite a lot here on Open Air and JPR. It's done extremely well. And
awesome.
The street buzz from your last Stillwater show was really good in this town. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to you returning to Stillwater in Ashland tonight. Wood Brothers at Stillwater, 9:30 p.m. tonight, with Ashley Flynn opening up at 8:30 p.m. here in Ashland. This is Jefferson Public Radio, the first day of our Fall Fun Drive. If you love the live music and the recorded music on Open Air and the other programs, give us a call at 552-6191, 888-552-6191, or ijpr.org. What say we do another piece of music?
Let's do it.
Great.
Riding a big jet plane,
'cause you miss those loving arms. A lullaby keeps on playing, and you're thinking it's a dream. 'Cause you miss those loving arms. They say it's all part of his plan, but what if he's got slippery hands? Well, it's a sad face you wear, like a burned out sun, 'cause you messed up. Think a grown man would care about his bootlace undone, but you just messed those loving arms. Yeah, you messed those loving arms. And you got a good mind. But if he's got the slippery hands, well, goddamn, you're a boy, not a man, when you mess those loving you're up there flying, and you mess those loving arms. It isn't so far away, the sweet lullaby, when you mess those loving.
Very sweet. The Wood Brothers here on Open Air on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. Wood Brothers live at Stillwater in Ashland tonight with Ashley Flynn opening the show. When I listen to you guys play, it's easy for me to trace sort of the modern roots in recent years of where you're coming from, Oliver, with the Southern. I feel the Southern feel in your songwriting and your voice, and Chris and your bass playing. I can hear some of the funk and jazz roots, but there's a root in there that I also hear that I'm not quite sure where it comes from. There's a folk element going on to the songwriting and the dynamics of it all that I'm not sure where in your background it comes from, and I'd be curious to know where the affinity for folk music comes from.
Well, you know, we actually grew up with our dad singing to us a lot of folk music, and he was a folkie in the Cambridge folk scene in the late 50s and actually played and recorded a little bit with Joan Baez. And, and you know, was basically singing and playing a lot of the same tunes that maybe an early Bob Dylan did. On, you know, some of those tunes on Bob Dylan's first record are tunes that we heard in the house a lot, you know, Freight Train Blues and things like that that were... I guess sort of folk standards at the time among that crowd, and we heard them all the time. So
that would explain it.
That could have something to do with it. I don't know.
It feels a little bit like us going full circle in a way to come back to that sort of stripped down folky thing, because both of us have gone on our own sort of odysseys with jazz and rock and, you know, different styles. But it's kind of cool to come back to just something really raw and stripped down. So.
Did you consciously come back to that, or was that just something that happened as you began to play and see what felt natural?
Yeah, I think it kind of just felt natural.
It's pretty natural.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like I've ever created music or written music that had a preconceived genre in mind. It's like whatever comes out is what comes out.
It's the best way to get to the pure feeling of it all.
Exactly.
So are you working on a new record yet, or are you just...
Yeah, we haven't started recording one yet, but we have a lot of new music. And
well, that first tune we played is actually from a new EP of covers.
Good point.
That came out in the spring called Up Above My Head. And that was a, you know, sort of a traditional song called Liza Jane.
We'll have to get that from you. We don't have that.
Yeah, we got one of those for you. But actually, yeah, you had mentioned our first EP and our, and our two albums, and now we have, just a few months old now, a self-produced covers EP, sort of something we just did for the fans. And but it's cool. It's got all kinds of, it's a real diverse mix of tunes.
So that one's not on Blue Note?
No.
No. Will the new one be on Blue Note, or are you going to be moving on to another label?
Looks like we're moving on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a changing music business out there.
It certainly is. It's all right.
And it's good. There's a lot more independence going on out there, too, and a lot of creative freedom, and that serves you well.
Yep.
The Wood Brothers live on open air on JPR, live at Stillwater in Ashland tonight. It is the first day of our fun drive here at Jefferson Public Radio. If you're a supporter of live music here on open air, we've tried to do a lot more of that this year in our limited studios as much as we can. Please make a pledge, call of support, and let us know that this means something to you. It's really important that we hear from you in order to keep all of this kind of music going, both live and recorded. Those phone numbers, 552-6191, 888-552-6191, or ijpr.org. What has non-commercial radio meant for you guys in your career? I presume that it's been an assistance in getting your music out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've done a lot of radio things for all different kinds of stations, and so I don't know. It definitely feels like a nice web of support, and it feels like although it's not huge, you know, worldwide attention or national attention all at once like you get with the commercial radio station, it suits us to do this kind of radio.
So. Mm-hmm.
Feels good, you know. We don't feel dirty at all. We feel very pure and clean. And
excellent. You had a shower this morning, so it's all good, right?
As far as you know.
Seems like it from here. Can't tell, really. Well, let's do a little bit more music, because I know time is short, and music is the thing that we're most here for. So if you'd like to play another song, that would be wonderful.
Holding you down under my pillow, I'm just weeping.
won't you tell me what it means, my dear? Why do I dream of holding you down under the waves until your last breath fades? Why do I dream of holding you down? Who the Lord's got I'm missing you so? Who the Lord's got I'm missing?
Twisted from the Wood Brothers here on Open Air on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. I'm Eric Allen, and for those of you listening and not being able to watch that, both guitar and bass percussion instruments on that song as well, sort of in counterpoint, going back and forth percussive-wise. That was an interesting dynamic to me. I love that. I also am curious about songwriting process. I always like to ask songwriters about process. For some, lyrics come first. For some, the groove comes first. For some, there is no particular process but what the song demands. I'm wondering how you two approach songwriting.
Yes, all of that.
Multi-processes.
Yeah.
Process I.
Has that shifted too in terms of as you become more collaborative over the records? Has the process shifted organically too, or is it still just all of the above?
Still is.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, it's fun to, we don't live close to each other. So mm-hmm. obviously we start a lot of songs away from each other individually and then, you know, bring it into the group or the duo, as it were. And that is nice, actually, to have someone to kind of, you know, once you've worked on something to a certain point and then to kind of have someone else come in and have a little perspective on it. I love the collaboration. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we do it, you know, I feel like we're finding our own sound as a group.
Better at
you know.
It, too. That's nice as the technology these days. You can, you know, make a little demo of something, email it to your guy in New York, and then you can kind of go back and forth, you know, and that's kind of cool.
And no sound suffering at all and no problems with that anymore. It's true. I know so many people who are working in bands from a distance that used to be an issue, and it's just not an issue anymore.
You used to have to mail a cassette.
So. Yeah.
I mean, although I got to say, there's nothing like being in a room together.
Absolutely.
You get exponentially more done when you're right next to each other in a room.
Yeah.
Technology's cool, but it's not that cool.
Right. That's why we do a lot. Most of the work we do is on the road because we're able just to do it in hotel rooms or backstage. We work on things.
Mm-hmm. How much time are you spending on the road together these days?
Quite a lot lately. Yeah.
This month, it's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
You know, it varies from month to month. And, you know, next month I got a tour with Modesky Martin and Wood. So it's kind of we're going back and forth. But even while we're doing that, we're still, you know, in touch with each other and writing and coming up with new stuff.
And live tonight, the Wood Brothers at Stillwater in Ashland at 9:30 p.m. Doors at 8. Ashley Flynn, Portland songwriter, at 8:30. 552-6191, 888-552-6191, or igpr.org. The number to make a pledge call for the live music, all the other music here on Open Air on JPR. I know we need to get you to soundcheck fairly soon. Have time to squeeze in one more tune before we go?
I bet we can do that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I seen you in a sadness. I seen you when you'd hope to die. I heard you say, well, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith is gone, give it one more day. And I seen you with your head low, face down on the ground. I heard you say, well, you're lost and you couldn't be found. What did I tell you? What did I say? Yeah, just when but one more day. One more day. Yeah, just when your faith is gone, give it one more day.
The Wood Brothers live on open air here on JPR's Rhythm and News Service. So One More Day, the song that led off the first of their two Blue Note CDs, Ways Not to Lose. I'm really glad you played that song to close, because there's a spirit in that song that really seems to characterize your music to me, which is maybe emotions coming from darker places, but still this underlying optimism and something that I would say is empathy for the people in those dark situations. Does that seem accurate to you?
Well, it's definitely good for a pledge drive, I think.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Like
one
that.
More
I
day,
like
one more pledge. It's been really a pleasure to have you in the studios here. Before you go off to soundcheck, is there anything you want to communicate to the listeners before you head on down the road?
Happy to be back.
Yeah, please come out tonight. We're going to have a really fun show. I remember having a good time last time.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Wood Brothers at Stillwater in Ashland tonight at 9:30 p.m. Ashley Flynn opening at 8:30 p.m. Doors at 8. More information at stillwaterashland.com. This is Open Air on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Allen, and we'll get back to recorded music. Looks like we're going to be doing a little bit of Modesky, Martin & Wood in a moment.